got it. Yeah.
The stage. I just wanted, I knew that there'd be such little applause, but I wanted to get here before it died down. Oh, I like ya. Let me just say this first. I think that probably a lot of you are looking at me and you're going to ask, too Jewy? Am I a little too Jewy? Are you guys thinking, like, we didn't really count on this? We were here for, like, a one Jew evening. We didn't expect to be out. I feel like I should have left my beard at home or something. Like, this all happened accidentally, you know? Like, I came to New York, and then the glasses and the beard and everything. I didn't see it coming. I actually caught myself davening on the subway the other day. It's a bit much. And I wouldn't blame you, really, for judging me, honestly. I think, like, I know that I, for one, have become extremely judgmental since I've been in New York. It's gotten to the point now where, like, I just don't even have time for anybody. Like, I can assassinate a person's character by just hearing one word come out of their mouth. Like, I've become that efficient. The other day I was walking to the subway, and this guy was walking toward me, I guess with his girlfriend or something, and I just saw him sort of gesticulating like this, and my asshole radar was up automatically. And as he was passing me, I literally only heard him say a single word before I decided that I hated this man. This is all I heard him say. Pseudo. Pseudo, right? And I can tell by that reaction that you would have hated him as well. And I was thinking it could have been like a million other words. You could have said like Kafka-esque, like Fogelberg or something. And I would have had the same reaction. And this being New York, of course, there's probably somebody 5 feet behind me looking at me going, nice hair, Gaylord. And someone right behind him going, no one says Gaylord anymore, jackass. That's the way it works. Andrew was up here earlier talking about the Mars rover and the discovery of water on the surface of Mars. And I remember when all that happened, it was funny because there were two rovers. And the first rover, I don't remember, was it called Explorer or Odyssey or something? Basically, it was up there for a couple days, it found some gravel, and then it broke. And everybody's like, you know, Mars rover's fucked. But then the second rover, like, landed in a crater, which is like a billion to one odds that it would land in a crater. And like, within 30 seconds, it had footage of like waterfalls and like a children's zoo. And it was like, suddenly everybody was like, Mars rover, you know? And I felt so bad for the first Mars rover. I kind of felt like the way like I feel when I'm doing a show and I don't do very well, and then like after the show I'm staying next to a comedian who did very well, and people come up to him and be like, you were awesome, you were awesome! And then they'll look at me and they'll go, you're good. Keep going. And I think that probably like the Opportunity was the second Mars rover, the one that found all the great stuff. And he also found the leprechaun's gold, I think. But like that's, I'm sure it's going to wind up in the Smithsonian, and like the first rover is going to be at like auto shows with Kit from Knight Rider and stuff. It's a sad life. My folks are coming to New York soon, which is something I dread. And I'm going to preface the story by saying my parents are not Amish, nor did they grow up in a biosphere. But for some reason, when they come to New York, they completely lose control. Like, all the regular rules that they've grown up with no longer apply, and I have to take care of them like they're babies. Like, even like traffic lights and things like that. And they each have very different reactions to things. Like, my mom's a very, very fearful woman. And I remember one time she actually, like, she chanced upon some dog shit on the sidewalk, and she actually clutched her purse. Very, very weird thing to do. But my dad, like, compensates for it because he wants to, like, everybody to think that he's, like, a New Yorker. So he'll be, like, very, very cavalier and run into traffic and stuff, and you have to, like, catch him. And the worst thing was taking my parents on the subway, which is what I did last time they were in New York. For the first time, we're heading up to Midtown to see Les Miserables, or fucking the music of Bryan Adams. I don't know what musical it was on Broadway. I got them on the subway, and I know my parents have been on the subway before. My dad summered in Coney Island, which is very glamorous. And we get on the subway, and my mom immediately, she's like, sits down on one of the seats, and she's like gripping the bottom like really tightly. And my dad is just kind of hanging out like this, you know, like not grabbing on anything, because he like thinks that's what you do if you're a real New Yorker. So the subway doors close, starts up, and this is what happens. This is what my dad does.
Oh my God!
Down. Immediately down. By the way, I'm totally not insured for that. Physical comedy. Free physical comedy. No cover charge in physical comedy without insurance. But no, so my dad's down on the fucking floor of the subway. Meanwhile, it's not really going that fast. It was barely a jostle. There are kids breakdancing on the floor of the subway right now. And my dad's writhing around on the floor. And I'm like, Dad, you just, please, just grab a fucking pole. Please just grab a pole. And just don't make a big deal about it. Grab a pole. So, stops the next stop. My dad's like holding onto a pole. My mom's on the seat. She's like, you know, seat wall, like grabbing another person next to her. Subway doors close. Now my dad's holding the pole, and literally his feet are off the ground, like from the G-forces of the subway. And at this point, there are actually people building houses of cards on the floor of this. Only my dad is being affected by like zero gravity on the subway. And what's ironic about this is that actually both my parents are astronauts, so you would think they would be used to this, or not. They actually just got back from, Disney World, which is where my parents vacation maybe 3-4 times a year exclusively. And I'm pretty sure, like, I'm not going to say a lot about that because I don't have 3 years of therapy to deal with in front of you guys. But I think, like, a lot of the reason my parents go to Disney World is because they're sort of fighting off this kind of, there's sort of like a streak of depression and sort of defeatism in my family. Like, my great-grandparents were the only European Jews to actually flee from Ireland to Poland in order to encourage Nazi persecution. It's a very, very rare thing. And my sister, who was, like, extremely depressed as a kid, I remember when she was 8 years old one time, my parents came in her room, and they caught her trying to stick her head in her Easy Bake Oven. It was very tragic, almost tragic. And even to this day, I think, I'm just very glad that my parents arrived when they did, because if they had gotten there just 18 hours later, she could have been lightly burned, my sister. It could have been a lot worse. Have you guys noticed that the weather has been kind of like, weather's kind of a cock tease lately? It's been a little bit weird. Like last weekend I was out on my bike, and this, you know, today was just shit weather. And I've been really just eager to get back on my bike and go bike riding. That's what I do, I go bike riding. I don't go cycling, because I don't go fast enough. And I have a really nice bike. I have, it's a Mongoose dirt bike. It's very cool. Actually, technically it's a Huffy, but I have Mongoose racing pads on it, so it's kind of tricked out. Anyway, I like riding my bike, but I'm always afraid because bike thieves are afoot in New York, and I don't want to get it stolen. Some friends of mine actually recommended that I get a bike lock for my bike, which I thought was an interesting idea, but dismissed it because I honestly just don't have time for that kind of administrative bullshit. So what I was doing for a while is I'd actually just ride my bike on very safe routes. So I would just do loops around the Atlantic Avenue Police Precinct. That was the only place I would take my bike. It was like, I did for like a 5-mile ride, it was like 970 loops. Which is not that interesting after a while. But I finally came up with this idea, which I think is the perfect anti-theft device for a bike. And if you have a pen and paper, you might want to write this down. Paint. One gentleman's writing this down. He's writing, this guy fucking balloons. anyway, I went to Pearl Paint, and I bought a bunch of shit. And what I did, first thing, I covered the bike from handlebars to seat in pink and white fake rabbit fur. And then I bolted a rainbow flag to the seat. I got some Elmer's glue and glitter, and I wrote the words, 3 cheers for cock, on the bike. And then I rigged the horn so that when you squeeze it, it emits a stream of Bumble and Bumble leave-in conditioner and rainbow confetti. It's quite spectacular if you see it. And finally, I hooked an audio loop up to the flywheel so that when you pedal it, you hear the sound of a very effeminate man just going, meow. And the faster you pedal it, the harder you pedal, the louder and faster the loop gets. So basically, if anybody tries to steal the bike, all you see is just this blur of pink and white and glitter, and you just hear meow, 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 going down the street. The good news is the bike has not been stolen. The bad news is it was not able to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade. It was a little troubling. Also, won't be able to march in the Gay Pride parade. It was too subtle, apparently. Thanks for your time, guys. Good night.